Okay, so in honor of Adi going back to yeshiva in just a couple hours, I wanted to start doing this for a little while in the academy, but I wanted to do, in the sixth parak in Pirkei Avos, so they go through the 48 kinyane hatayre, so the 48 different ways in which you can acquire Torah. Each day of the Omer, many point out, correspond to a different one. You're going to ask the kasha what? You're just talking about Masechta Sota Adi. How many days in the Omer are there? 49, right? And how many kinyanim are there? I just said 48. So you're missing one. So we got to do chazara on the last day. Chazara mol. I remember one time when I was in yeshiva, we were by Rav Nevensal, I think Friday night after dinner for like an oneg. I think I vaguely remember this. And someone, one of his sons or grandsons, told us to ask him about the 48 kinyanei Torah. And he said, yeah, they're 48, but you just have to pick one. He says, just like in Rekadei Shanish in three ways, but really, you know, we do one, so you do one. So he told us to pick one of the 48 kinyanei Torah. So I was thinking for a long time that, you know, after Pesach school gets a little bit more chill, so to be mechazik the oilam here a little bit, maybe each day we'll go through one, maybe two, depending on time, you know, lunch or breakfast and lunch, maybe we'll do a different one each day, to go through the kinyanei Torah. So the very first, the kinyanei hatayra, with that introduction, is Talmud. What's Talmud mean?
Learning.
Pashat just means to learn. The Medrash Shmuel in Pirkei Avos says that someone who has no other job or interest other than learning Torah. Someone who wants a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and he's pulled in all different directions, so you're not going to be able to have a full kinyan on the Torah. You need to be fully immersed, fully focused, fully engaged with the Torah. That's one shot that the Medrash Shmuel gives. The Medrash Shmuel says two other ideas, though. He says it could be someone who asks questions to understand the Mishnayos. Rabbi Sprung, when he was in Chicago, he was very big on this. He would always tell his students when they were learning Gemara and going through the back and forth, the Shaklev Torah, the Gemara, he says, we're engaging in actual Talmud. When we're trying to understand what the Gemara says, that's our version of Talmud. That's us understanding the Mishnah. So the whole entire process of the Gemara is the back and forth that happened back in the day. So that is what Talmud is. And he gives a third pshat. Someone who's constantly learning, and he learns from everyone else. Meaning a person who is so obsessed with learning that he's going to learn from every single person he can possibly learn from. And he views himself as chaser yediyah, meaning I'm lacking, I don't fully understand everything. And I always want to learn more. I'm always seeking, I'm a mavakesh, I'm a doresh, and I always want to be learning Torah. That's the Medrash Shmuel. The Maharal says a little bit differently. He says even more succinctly, Talmud peirush shi yilmod meirabo velo yismoch al chachmaso. To not just learn by yourself, but to learn from a Rebbe. You need to have a Rebbe. You can't rely on your own intellect. And this can be learned out from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Tes. That says, Le'olam yomar adam Torah v'achar gach yehegeh. What does that mean? You should first learn Torah and then only after yehegeh. So Rashi over there explains that when it says yomar adam, it means me'rabo. You should learn from your Rebbe. Achte girsas ha-talmud u'peirusho shigur lo b'fiv. Until the Torah is so, it's on the tip of your tongue, it's fluent, you know it, it's cool, you got it klar. Learn it from your Rebbe until it's so familiar and understood. And then Rashi says, V'achar kach yehege means, Ye'ayin b'tamudo, lidmos, or lidamos, milsa lamilsa, lahakshos lataris. Meaning, after that you can compare, you can contrast, you can ask questions, you can be ma'ayin. But the first step is learning from your Rebbe, making sure you know exactly what he said, and you understood exactly what he said. Rav Hartman, in the footnotes of those blue ma'arals that I have in school, as this isn't necessarily coming la'afuke learning from Sfarim, right? It's specifically teaching not to be somich al chachmaso and learn on your own. Everybody with me on that? Meaning that Barbanel writes a similar idea, that a person should learn mezulasa velo me'atzmo. Because someone who learns on their own can make mistakes, and you can even say is prone to making mistakes. When you're on your own, you know, you need to have someone there, right? You need a Moshe goes to the gym, you need a spotter in the gym. Not only, I don't know what I'm doing in the gym, so when I go with Moshe to the gym, he tells me the proper form, he tells me how to use the machines right. You know, you need a Rebbe to show you what to do. There you go.
I've got a free pass.
There you go. So we got, you come to the base measure, so I'll go to the gym, and you'll be my Rebbe, I'll be your Rebbe. Deal? Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Sorry, I got it.
Got to go back to class. Okay, Vaiter though. So it's quoted in the name of Chassam Sofer, that Talmud means someone who learns at every opportunity. This is Gishmak Chassam Sofer. He says morning, afternoon, night, anytime, any place, no matter what's going on. It doesn't make a difference. That's the Chassam Sofer. So the Sefer Lahoros Nasan, written by Rav Nasan Gishtetner, he has a Sefer on Pirkei Avos, Gishmak Sefer. And he tells the story of a Rav who once came to see the Chassam Sofer. And he told the Chassam Sofer a Chiddush. And the Chassam Sofer showed him how he wrote that Chiddush in his Gemara. He took out his Gemara, he showed, oh, I have that written on the side of Tosfos here. I was Mechadish that too. So the Rav says, okay, let me tell you another Chiddush. He tells him another Chiddush. And the Chassam Sofer gets so excited. He says, I wrote this on the side of this Sefer. And he pulls out another Gemara, another whatever. And he says, like, I wrote that. That was my Chiddush too. I was Mechavin to that. The Rav suggested a third Chiddush. And he thought that this is a Geshmak, a Chiddush, whatever it was. The Chassam Sofer says, oh, I just. He calls over a Talmud. He says, what did we say in Shir yesterday? He says, I just said over this Chiddush in Shir. I thought of it too. So the Rav explained, whoa, like his Lashon was the Torah poreches b'rosho. He says, the Torah is growing out of the head of the Chassam Sofer. Like, you must be an Elo, you must be brilliant, you must whatever. You're a genius, it's not fair. The Chassam Sofer quickly and emphatically shut down the Rav. He said, chas v'sholem. You think I was just born like this? He said, for 14 years, I didn't sleep in a bed. When I was in yeshiva in Pressburg and when I was in yeshiva in Mattersdorf, 7 years, 7 years. He says, I did not sleep in a bed. I slept on the bench for a little bit in the base measures, and I learned Yomo Valaila. Whoa. You can't know Torah without learning. Pashat says, Chassam Sofer, Talmud means to learn. They say over from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that there was a Baal Abbas who kept on telling him that he wants to learn Shas, he wants to learn Shas. So he said, stop hacking me about wanting to learn Shas and just learn Shas. There's a Rav, a Rebbe in YU, Rav Eli Belezon. I remember when I was in YU, my first or second year. I think my first year, I sat next to him in the base medrash. And during lunch one day, I guess we both stayed in the base medrash to learn a little bit. And when we both kind of finished learning, as we were going to take our break, so I asked him something about Derech HaLimud. You know, this year in YU learns like this, and this year it learns like this. So he said, Stromer. He says, you know who doesn't learn? I said, who? He said, people who hack about Derech HaLimud. He says, just learn Torah. It doesn't matter. Just learn. Right? So that Talmud, that's what it's all about. You just got to learn. Fine. Rav Nosson Gishtender adds also, just a good ha'ar at the end, the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel, we're familiar with this around Chanukah time, where the Gemara says, Haragil b'ner havain banim tamidei chachamim, people who are careful with the ner, so they'll have children who are tamidei chachamim. So Rav Nosson says, yeah, but that's true, only if the father himself learns Torah or has his son learn Torah, encourages his son, hires someone to learn with his son. Meaning to say that all the segulos in the world won't work unless you actually learn. You have to sit down and you have to learn. Good. Last couple thoughts on this. Ma'am Loewe says, what time is it? We'll try to keep it to under 10 minutes. Ma'am Loewe says, Talmud means to fill your kishkas with shas and poskim. You know, don't say, well, I've learned it a couple times and I don't understand it, let me just go weiter. Or I've learned it a couple times and now I get it and let me go weiter. No, the idea is you got to keep on learning and keep on learning and keep on learning. And you got to eventually, if you don't know it, eventually you keep on learning it, you'll get it. And if you know it, you got to keep on going. It reminds me of the stories in the Rav Avadja biography where when he was like 80 or 90, you know, there was that, he had that one grandson who was the dedicated child or whatever person in the family to tell his grandfather that he had to come for a simcha or something like that. That he had to stop his learning because of a bris, because of a chasana, whatever it is. And Rav Avadja, the age of 80, high 80s, low 90s, he would scream out, I'm going to die in Am Haaretz. How can I stop learning? I'm going to die in Am Haaretz. Rav Avadja already knew Kol HaTorah Kula. He knew it. He knew it all. He knew it all about Pet. And yet he still, every single second, he wanted to be learning Torah. And that's what the Sefer B'Shem Avo says, based on the Gemara and Megillah, Yagati Umatsasi Ta'amin. Talmud Torah necessarily means Amelus V'Yagia. The only way we can get to a Yediyah of Torah is through that Yagiyah and the Amelus B'Torah, and that's the bottom line. You can't acquire Torah without learning it. We should all be Zoyche during these days as we build up to Matan Torah, to double down on our Limud HaTorah. They say that the Vilna Gaon, I saw this in a Sefer and I pasha don't know what it means, that the Vilna Gaon would learn more during Sfira. He increased his Talmud Torah. I don't know, based on like what I've read and heard about the Vilna Gaon, he learned all the time. You know, when it came to Yom HaNoram, he cheshbened how many minutes of Bittul Torah he had over the entire year. So I don't know what his increased level of Talmud Torah looked like during Sfira as he built up to Matan Torah, but I know for us, Chevra, we can increase our Talmud Torah. We should be Zoche to double down, increase our efforts in Talmud Torah, and through that, we will be Zoche to a full Kinyan and a Kabbalah Sateireh.